Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Pick up a Bible and begin reading from the front cover. Immediately, we are introduced to God. He is the creator of all that is known in our world. His creative work is described. Mankind is part of the creation, a special part, we might add. God breathed into man the breath of life, and God fashioned him in his own image. The care and love for mankind is seen in God's providing the Garden of Eden. It is also seen in the provisions of companionship. Man's needs were fully met by the attentive work of God. With paradise provided and access to the tree of life, Adam and Eve can live life full of joy, blessed by God's presence. But by the time we read the third chapter of the book, the paradise is lost. Man is cursed, driven from the garden. And one small three-letter word takes a prominent place in the rest of the story. It is the matter of sin.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame. Touched me, oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the wonderful joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise him,
to praise him.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
He touched me,
oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me.
I'm not sure that the world I now live in reads much about this subject of sin. For that matter, I'm not sure whether the truth of sin is commonly known. It appears that the tricks and deceptions of the old serpent is still working. The truth is clouded, the facts are blurred, and mankind indulges in this matter of sin. There is a warning given in the scriptures for those who miss the danger in evil. Isaiah's prophetic words ring true today. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. The Bible does not leave us hopelessly longing for the truth. It reveals plainly the truth about sin. Adam and Eve sinned, God told them not to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve was deceived by Satan's lies, and she ate, seeking to satisfy the lust of her eyes and of the flesh and the pride of life. Adam knowingly chose to join his wife in the eating of the forbidden fruit and disobey the command of God. Was it wrong? Yes. Did they suffer the consequences? Yes. From the very first account of sin in the Bible, it shares that there are consequences. Cain and Abel, the first two brothers born into the world, stand forever in the pages of history because Cain murdered his brother. His jealousy, resentment, and anger led to that act of violence ending his brother's life. Was that a sin? Yes. And Cain was marked for life because of it. The sinful nature of mankind became so bad at one point that evil prevailed constantly in the minds and hearts of the people on earth. That's when God sent the flood. Only righteous Noah and his family were saved from it. Noah had found favor in the eyes of God. But sin did not stop after the flood, and the Bible record closes with mankind lost in the waywardness of sin. But the wonderful message of the gospel of Christ is that sin does not have to be victorious over us. Through Christ Jesus and his redeeming blood, which flowed from Calvary's cross, sin can be and will be forgiven. It seems to me that knowing what is sin is vital to the forgiveness of it. Forgiveness doesn't come to any person just because Jesus died. His blood does not automatically forgive every person on the face of the earth. His blood that was shed on the cross makes it possible for every person's sins to be forgiven through one's faith and obedience. That faith calls for a repentance from sin. But what is sin? Well, that's a question that may have many answers. First, it has many answers because there are many different sins. And second, it has many different answers because men have not taken the biblical record as the authority on the matter of sin. Think with me for a moment about the Ten Commandments. These are the first written laws of God given to Israel through Moses. These commandments were not to be broken. And God gave these to the people for them to obey his law. The list of commandments is, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol. You shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. Later on in the instructions given to Moses about these laws, and other laws as well, there were certain punishments laid down in the law for those who broke them. Would anyone deny that these commands from God needed to be obeyed by the people of Israel, or they would be sin? From the New Testament scriptures, God's laws are set forth for believers today. Christians are made aware of the behavior that is not acceptable before God. Lists of the sins of the flesh are plainly written within the pages of Holy Scripture. Paul says in one of his letters to churches of Christ that these deeds of the flesh prohibit anyone who practices them from entering in to the kingdom of God. And they include sexual immorality, jealousy, outbursts of anger, impurity, drunkenness. And a comparable list is found in the first chapter of Romans, and there his list includes sins of greed and malice, murder, deceit, arrogance, disobedience to parents, homosexuals and lesbians, untrustworthy folks, and the unmerciful. Sin is very vividly explained in the scriptures, and the consequences of sinful lives are also shared. I hear different messages in our world today. Folks want to accept the fact that premarital sex is normal, that living together without the commitment to marriage vows is acceptable, that drunkenness is not bad as long as you don't hurt anyone, that it's okay to speak any way you want to speak. What has happened is that our world rejects the authority of God and His Word to define what is right and wrong. what is good and what is evil. And so we repeat the warning from Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Let me encourage you to search the scriptures for the truth. There are lots of lies still being told today about what is sin and what's not. The only real source of knowing how to please God is to know it from His Word. Don't let the Word, don't let the truth escape your notice. It has eternal consequences. We hope and we pray that our program today will bring an awareness into your heart of the need to recognize sin for what it is, and we invite you to share in the blessings we have as part of the family of God. It is the redemption of our souls by the blood of Christ that forgives our sins.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.